built for speed. Got all the soul he's on airwave need. You think I'm evil? Hunter, did you wait and see? Yeah, cause you spell a hood's name, capital B-A-D. You know that I carry a head of pistol, honey. Knife and razor too. Don't you tell a hook nothing, cause it's always telling you. Yeah, if you think I'm evil, people, yeah, did you wait and see? Cause I tell you that you spell a hook's name, capital B-A-D. You know if you see me once, honey, you know you see me again. This 2GM hook is baby, and I'm both of them. If you think I'm evil, people just you wait and see. Cause you spell a hook's name, capital B-A-D. I'm telling you now, bad.
My jelly boiled, cause them gals down in Richmond gonna let my jelly roll spoil. Yeah, those were the Excelsior Norfolk Quartet. And I know you're saying, GM Hooker, what was that you're playing? Well, this is GM Hooker over WJZ, the heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio. Yeah, bringing you a brand new GM Hooker show, a GM Hooker special. This is Big T. 10-inch Harmony, Part 3. And tonight, GM Ruck Hooker is going to feature, yeah, the roots of vocal group harmony. Yeah, we're going to go back into the 1920s and the 1930s and into the early 40s. Yeah, about a 20-year span, 25-year span, to show you some of the early rare groups that helped shape that great black harmony sound, like that one from 1923 on a very, very rare pressing. That's the Black Swan label. The Excelsior Norfolk Quartet, Theodore Lee on lead, James C. Brown tenor, Samuel Pierce baritone, and William Gibson bass, doing a version of the Jelly Roll Blues, originally made famous by the granddaddies of vocal group harmony, the Norfolk Jazz Quartet. But that was the Excelsior Norfolk Quartet on the Black Swan label. Yeah, and tonight we're doing this special big 10-inch harmony, those big 10-inch harmony sounds, cut only on 78 RPM, and of course back in the 20s, the 30s, and the 40s, that's all they had. And yeah, we got a lot of response from our first show, and especially our second show that we did about a month ago. Yeah, and we heard from people like Bill Proctor in Chesterfield, New Hampshire, and John Rizzo in Danvers, Mass., and our Haverhill natives Jim Cody, and of course Quentin Vigliori, who loves that early sound, and owner and operator at WJZ Tim Coker, and production manager Dana Asmel said, "Hook, do a real rare show." So the Hook is going into his archives tonight, pulling out some of those rare records that one or two copies known of, like that one. And we're going to do big 10-inch harmony, the roots of black vocal harmony, the 1920s to the early 1940s. Yeah, and what better way to start than with this one. The OK label, cut in May of 1921, released in August of that same year. This is Tim Brin's Black Devil 4 and Aunt Hager's Children Blues. And, of course, Aunt Hager's Children was nothing but a pseudonym for the Negro race.
The good Lord said it.
Yeah, now does the hook play you some rare vocal group harmony, the OK Label? Yeah, that is Tim Brim and his Black Devil 4. Very, very rare. Early 1921, August of 1921, vocal group harmony. Yeah, and you know, vocal group harmony just didn't start in 1920. Actually, the standard quartet, recording on cylinders, made several cylinders for Columbia back in the mid-1890s. And of course, the first actual flat 78 RPM records were made by the Dinwiddie Colored Quartet for the Monarch label, a predecessor to Victor, back in 1902. And there were many, many groups on record up to the 1920s. The hook chose the 1920s because the sound quality, well, is a little bit better on these records. And I'm putting on records here that I don't think are going to be found on too many compilations anywhere. So the hook has chosen the 1920s, even though many, many groups sang in obscurity for those first 20 or so years. But the hook now playing in the 1920s is going with a group known as the Mobile Four. Actually, the Birmingham Jubilee Singers or the Birmingham Quartet. The great Charlie Bridges lead, Leo Key tenor, Dave Osbrooks on baritone, and Ed Sherrill bass. Yeah, this one cut in October of 1928, released in January of 1929. This features clanker-lanker harmony, and I'll explain that. Clanker-lanker was what doo-wop, or the background vocal harmony, was to the 1950s groups. And in the 20s, the 30s, and into the 1940s, the groups would sing instead of doo-wop, they sang clanker-lanker. This is Liza, the Mobile Four.
Oh, well, there's Liza, oh, Liza, I don't want nobody else but you. Liza, oh, Liza, when you're smiling so big, I can't express my feelings when I hold you close in my arms and child, oh, Liza, oh, Liza, I don't want nobody else but you.
Yeah, the Mobile Four and Liza. And let's go to the Mobile Four again, a record they cut right after that one. This cut on November 30th, 1928, and released at the end of January of 1929. Now, you listen to this one. You want to hear the germ of a later record by the Thrillers called The Drunkard? This is the Mobile 4 from January of 1929 in Bohunkus and Josephus.
This is the life story of two boys, Bohunkus and Josephus.
La la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la.
There was a farmer had two sons, and these two boys were brothers.
There was a farmer had two sons, and these two boys were brothers.
Bohunkus was the name of one, Josephus was the other.
Bohunkus was the name of one, Josephus was the other.
For these two boys, he bought two suits for them to wear on Sunday.
For these two boys, he bought two suits for them to wear on Sunday.
Bohunkus wore his every day. Josephus wore his Monday.
Bohunkus wore his every day. Josephus wore his Monday.
To theaters these boys would go as often as they saw fit.
To theaters these boys would go as often as they saw fit.
Bohunkus in the gallery sit, Josephus in the pit.
Bohunkus in the gallery sit, Josephus in the pit.
Now these two boys are dead and gone, their story I'll tell.
Now these two boys are dead and gone, their story I will tell.
Bohunkus found a home on high, Josephus went to.
Bohunkus found a home on high, Josephus went to.
La 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 la
la la la la la.
Yeah, now while the harmony sounded a lot like Auld Lang Syne, that whole idea and theme of that record, much like the 1950s thrillers, The Drunkard. Yeah, the Mobile 4 from 1929-1930. Yeah, the hook going on here on the GM Hooker Show, WJZ, the heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio, presenting, yeah, Big 10-inch Harmony number 3, The Roots of Vocal Group Harmony, the 1920s to the 1940s, presenting some of the rarest of black vocal harmony, like this one. This is the Brunswick label, 1928, and a group with the ungodly name of the Aunt Jemima Novelty 4. Yeah, Aunt Jemima Novelty 4, nobody knows you when you're down and out. This record from 1928, quite unique, with a talking pot in the middle.
Mighty strange without a doubt. living the life of a millionaire. Spending my money, I did not care. I was always taking my friends out for a good time, buying them champagne, corn liquor, and wine. But as soon as I begin to fall low, I didn't have a friend, no place I'd go. But if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it until the eagle grins. Cause
nobody knows you when you're down and out. In your pockets, not one penny, all your friends you have already.
As soon
as you get on your feet again, one is your long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt, nobody knows you when you're down and out. Nobody knows you when you're down and out.
No.
Mama,
now,
she told me late last night,
baby,
didn't need no mama, no. How, mama, she's at my door, holding up for that wall. Oh, she's at my door, holding up for that wall. She's rolling the sand, boy,
guineas that she's
home. Lord, ain't got no mama.
Now,
ain't got no mama.
Oh, mama,
now. She told me late last night,
please,
didn't need no mama, no. How, mama,
for a drafty catty, drinking that deep, start behind the submarine, on a floating boat, mama, drafty a catty, drinking that deep, see, and to be done, yes,
be like a treat for me,
Lord, ain't got no mama,
now,
Lord,
ain't got no mama,
now,
oh mama, now, she told me late last night,
didn't
need no mama, no,
how long,
now some mean black snake's been sucking my rider, you hear me holler, Lord have mercy, the mean black snake's been sucking my rider, Lord been sucking my rider, and I mean by that bait, I ain't gonna be here
long,
Lord,
ain't got no mama,
now, Lord,
ain't got no mama,
mama,
now,
she told me late last night,
didn't
need no mama, no,
how, she give me a matchbox, a matchbox to hold my clothes, she give me a matchbox to hold my clothes, you can tell my dad,
it's time for me to
go,
Lord, ain't got no mama,
now,
Lord, ain't got no mama,
now,
oh mama,
now,
she told me late last night,
baby,
didn't need no mama, no,
Yeah, I told you the hook was just warming up, going into those archives of rare vocal group 78s. Yeah, like that one. The Brunswick label from April of 1929, and another group with a fantastic name, Those were the four pods of pepper. The four pods of pepper and Ain't Got No Mama Now. Yeah, a little of that vocal group blues. Yeah, rhythm and blues. The roots of rhythm and blues here on Big 10-Inch Harmony. Yeah, now when we move into the 1930s, this from March of 1930, yeah, this particular group, one of the rarest ones around, probably the only known copy of this particular record, these are the Whippoorwill Four, actually the Golden Leaf Quartet, led by B. Baby Coleman, Fred Buford was on bass, and all we know was a Mr. Jolly on tenor and Monroe on baritone. But this is an unusual record, because from this particular group, from Pratt City, Alabama, on the outskirts of Birmingham, the oldest of the Jefferson County quartets that ever was recorded, they weren't the first, but the oldest, let me tell you, this is Sleep, Baby Sleep, the Brunswick label, and this features a black vocal group doing a country yodel. This was a country record made by Jimmy Rogers and evidently covered by the Whippoorwill Four. Sleep, baby, sleep.
Slowly, 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 wonder if this road leads to the hills of sleep. Where's the moon in daytime hiding in a cave? Where the shadows gather and dance in less than fear? Slowly, they will talk about you in the land below. Great big moon have shining from the skies above, and I'm always crying, my old lady, oh. Sleep, baby, sleep, lady, oh.
Yeah, just remember you heard it here on the G.M. Hooker Show. Yeah, the Whippoorwill Four. Yeah, now we're moving into the 1930s. And something that a lot of people have wondered about, the great Bessie Smith, great blues singer back then, did she ever record with a vocal group? And the answer is yes, and it happens to be one of her rarest records. In July 31st, 1930, Bessie went into the studio and cut two sides with a group that is called on record the Bessemer Singers. Actually, the Dunham Jazz and Jubilee Singers, a gospel group. Yeah, but here, singing behind Bessie Smith, the Dunham Singers also sang secular songs. There was Sonny Dunham, Rufus Beavers, Arthur Lee Turner, Ben Renshaw, and Leon Patrick. The Dunham Singers, known as the Bessemer Singers, backing Bessie Smith, released on the Columbia label in August of 1930, Bessie Smith and the Bessemer Singers, and Moan, You Mourners.
Sisters and brothers, we met here on some serious business. It's been some backbiting going on. And the thing I want to know is who's been doing it. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame. The thing I want to know is what bit me on my, I mean who bit me on my back. You sinners, hear my call. Satan's waiting for you all. Better get your souls washed white. Better see the light.
Amen.
Fiery furnace down below. If you ain't right, down you go. To a region of hot brimstone. Let you start right into moan. You better get down on your knees. And let the good Lord hear your plea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if you want to rest with ease, moan you moan. Just bend your head way down and pray. To have the devil chase away.
Oh, yeah.
Come let your soul be saved today. Moan you moan. Singing hallelujah, blood of the Lamb, let your voices rise. Hear me talking to you, ain't got no time to sham.
If you wanna get to paradise,
you must repent without a doubt. And let the good Lord hear you shout.
Oh, yeah.
Religion turns you inside out. Moan you moan. You better get out on your knees and let the good Lord hear your plea.
Oh, yeah.
Cause if you want to rest with ease, moan you moan. Just bend your head way down and pray. To have the devil chased away.
Oh, yeah.
Come let your soul be saved today. Moan you moan. Singing hallelujah, blood of the Lamb, let your voices rise. Hear me talking to you, ain't got no time to sham.
If you wanna get to paradise,
repent without a doubt. Let the good Lord hear you shout. Religion turns you inside out. Moan you moan.
Walk up this 40.
Bum, bum, thank you, O Lord.
Bum, bum,
feel it by me, sad it. I hung my head in
more.
Oh, way down the street.
Yes, Jesus,
I couldn't be satisfied. I remember satisfied. I hate no railroad to stand. I be my road to be to God. I remember me to God. She's a poor deceiver. Some name me double A.
Bum, bum, bum.
I don't care what fate of love. Here's my fate away. Oh, pretty mama. Down the red sea, dirty world, I'm calling wild.
Everybody in town don't seem to know I am my mama's baby child.
She flowed in Birmingham about a half past four.
5 o'clock, I'm knocking on my sweet little mama's door.
Oh, pretty mama.
Come and give little daddy. Mama, where you been so long? I've been in Cleveland, started to do the hunting. Silent Stone, I've been known as Silent Stone.
She did good,
sad, lonely mama.
Yeah,
you love me too.
But
can't nobody run me like my sweet little mama.
Oh, pretty mama.
I'm a fool on the red sea, and I tell the world I'm only wild. Everybody in town don't seem to know I am my mama's baby child. I mean my mama's baby child.
You can sadly long me mama eagle rock me too, but ain't nobody gonna rock me like my sweet little mama do. Yeah, again, those were the Dunham Jazz Jubilee Singers, this time singing as the Bessemer Blues Singers, same ones that sang behind Bessie Smith. This, from February of 1931, My Mama's Baby Child, and the hook really loves that record. Yeah, the Bessemer Blues Singers. Here on the GM Hooker Show, there's two GM Hookers in the whole wide world, baby, and you know, I'm both of them. Yeah, two of me for all of you, presenting Big 10-inch Harmony, number 3, The Roots of Rhythm and Blues, Vocal Group Harmony, the 1920s, to the 1940s. Yeah, and into the 1930s, one of the most influential groups of all time began recording in 1931, and of course I'm referring to the Four Brothers and a Guitar, the original Mills Brothers, who recorded their first record on Brunswick Records, yeah, their Tiger Rag, in 1931. We're going to go to one of their other records here, 1932. And of course, Brunswick wasn't the only label that released them. It was the major label. But many of their records were released on smaller labels as budgets, like Banner, Mellotone, Perfect, Conqueror, and Harmony. And many of these are rarer pressings than the Brunswick's, which are also quite scarce. The one I'm playing you right now is on Banner Records. It is their 1932 version of Loveless Love. The Four Boys and a Guitar, the Great Mills Brothers.
Loveless love, set our hearts on goldless gold. From milkless milk and silkless silk we are growing yet to soulless souls. We never saw. That's why we have the pure fruit law. And everything we find above, even love, oh love, oh loveless love.
Desire, we sigh for wings like Noah's.
my job just to fly away from loveless love. Ma-da-da. Ma-da-da.
Yeah, and who can miss the great influence brought by the four boys and the guitar, Don, Herbert, Harry, and John Jr., the original Four Brothers, 1932, and Loveless Love. Yeah, and in 1932, in fact, in August of 1932, one of the great jive trios, vocal harmony trios of the time, began on our own call letters, the original WJZ Radio, August of 1932, The Three Keys. Tenor George Bonbon Tunnell, baritone Slim Furness, who played guitar, and tenor Bob Pease, a piano player. And their initial record cut for the Columbia label, and this one is a very, very rare record today, released in September of 1932 on a blue wax Columbia. Gorgeous, gorgeous record. This is their version of Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo, a beautiful record.
Beside me, you're the ideal of all my dreams, and I've your love to guide me. But with the break of dawn, I know you'll be gone.
With the great Mood Indigo from September of 1932. And although that group got some tremendous recordings over the next couple of years for both Folkalion and the Brunswick label, they could not get a major hit and finally broke up. George Bonbon Tunnell going on his own, becoming a single vocalist, the first black vocalist to sing with a white band, Mr. Jan Savitt. in the mid-1930s. And Slim Furness, yeah, he went on to form the Keys and then the Four Keys, singing on their own and behind Ella Fitzgerald in the 40s and the backbone of the Furness brothers in the late 40s and the early 50s. Yeah, and on we go here on Big 10-Inch Harmony, number 3, the roots of rhythm and blues vocal group harmony. Yeah, and into the 1930s we go, into some of those great harmony jive trios. Yeah, some of the ones that are completely unknown and scarce today, like this one from mid-1933. This is on the Perfect label. Yeah, these are the Songfellows. And they are doing another Duke Ellington song, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, Ain't That the Truth? And listen to this one. This is quite interesting, because halfway through here, their vocal harmony, they are singing Boo Wop.
Now it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing, all you've got to do is sing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Sing, swing, swing as you sing. It don't mean a single thing if you're not sure just how to swing. It makes no difference if sweet or hot, just give that rhythm everything you've got. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Boo-wop, 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 boo-wop. It don't mean a thing, all you've got to do is sing. Boo-wop, 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 boo-wop. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Give that rhythm everything you've got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Boo-wop, 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 boo-wop. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got swing.
You come along with me.
Where?
To the Mississippi.
We'll take the boat to the land of dreams.
Steam down the river down to New Orleans.
The band there to meet us.
Hear that horn, Benny?
My old friends to greet us.
Bogeyton now.
Hello, honey.
Where all the docks and the lifeboats meet.
Oh, this is Basin Street.
Basin Street is a street where dark and light always meet. In New Orleans, land of dreams, you'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, ain't you glad you came with me?
Yeah.
To the Mississippi.
Shaw.
Wom-bom-bom-ba-wa.
Where all the dark and the light falls meet.
Heaven on earth, this is Basin Street. Wom-bom-bom-ba-wa-ba-ba-ba-ba.
I tell you, you're not going to get any rarer or scarcer or downright obscure than that last record the Hook played. Yeah, another of the great harmony trios or the jive trios back in the early 1930s. Hook knows very, very little about this one. In fact, everyone I've shown this to, they have no idea what it is. It's the Velvet Tone label, and those were the Three Nightcaps. Are we getting some names here that go into the 1950s? The Three Nightcaps and a great version of the Basin Street Blues. And on into those influential vocal harmony trios, this one known as the Nephews. The Brunswick label, June of 1934, actually the Nephews were the Spirits of Rhythm. Leo Watson, Wilbur Daniels, Douglas Daniels, the great Teddy Bunn, and Virgil Scoggins, and their version of My Old Man.
Nothing on Monday, rest till Sunday. My old man, my old man, he's only doing the best he can. It takes a barrel of whiskey to make him frisky. My old man.
When he steps out, grabs old Miss from the washing tub, takes her in a taxi to the Onyx Club. Flang, flang, a doodle, the pretty daggy daggy.
My old man, he's gonna end in the garbage can. Put a bottle of gin there, he'll get in there. My old man. My old man, he's
he's gonna end in the garbage can. Put a bottle of tin there, he'll get in there, my old man. My old man. My old man.
Down in Chinatown, all the hoppies laid around. Some were high and some were feeling low. Half a million's on the floor when a knock came on the door, and in walked a bloke named Smokey Joe. He was wet and cold and pale. He was looking for his rail. He was broke and all his junk ran out. And nobody made a sound as he stood and looked around, until Smokey started in to shout. Tell me, where is Minnie?
Where is Minnie?
Cause I want Minnie.
She wants Minnie.
And has she been here kicking the gun around?
Boom, boom.
And if you don't know Minnie,
if you don't know Minnie,
say she's tall and skinny.
Tall and skinny.
She gets her pleasure in kicking the gong around. Honey, 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 hurdle, hurdle, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Honey, hurdle, 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 wow, wow.
Huh?
Honey, hurdle, 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 wow, wow. Just tell her Smokey Joe was here and had to go. And as he departed, they are certain
parted.
And there stood Minnie kicking the gong around. Where is Minnie? I lost my Minnie. And has she been here kicking the gong around? If you don't know Minnie, she's tall and skinny, and gets her pleasure kicking the gong around. Honey, yaddy, yaddy, hold on, hold on, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Honey, yaddy, yaddy, what, where, where, whoa.
Huh?
I'm from it, where, where, whoa.
No.
Just tell her Smokey Joe was here and had to go. And as he departed, they are curtain parted. And there stood Minnie kicking the gong around. Yeah, man.
Yeah, playing on the Great Cab Calloway Hits of the Day. That was Roland Smith's Rascals on the Perfect label. That from January of 1932. Roland Smith, John Anderson, Dr. Doug Speaks, and a couple of others, we don't know their name, on the Perfect label. Yes, some very early influential black harmony on Rhythm and Blues. Yeah, here on Big 10-Inch Harmony number 3 on the GM Hooker Show station, WJZ. And on we go to the Decca label, 1935, and one of the great influential groups just starting their very first record. This is Billy Williams and the Charioteers and Along Tobacco Road.
I long upon Tobacco Road. Belong in Tobacco Road, where life means slaving, where life gives what you are breaking, no hearts are aching along the tobacco road.
labor and toil, till the smell of the soil gets into your blood and your veins. For you're hungry and worn, clothing shabby and torn, you smile, but never complain. So you plow and you plow with the sweat of your brow. Your body is troubled with pain, yet you ask no reward in your prayer to the Lord. But my world is a plot of land where love lends a helping hand. I've found life's treasure in humble measure along the tobacco.
Give you a good overall view of the black vocal groups that were singing back in the 1930s, and that one there on the Montgomery Ward label from June of 1936. Yeah, that was Dying Gambler, and that was the Bright Moon Quartet. Chester Clark lead, James Douglas tenor, John Patterson baritone, and John Wardell on the bass. And did you catch at the end there, doing a little of that high tenor override like some of the 50s groups used to do? But then, possibly the most influential group other than the Mills Brothers in the mid-1930s had to be, yeah, you guessed it, the Ink Spots. Yeah, originally known as the King Jack of the Jesters, they came to New York, and because of the fact that Paul Whiteman had his own vocal group called the King's Jesters, yeah, Mo Gale renamed them as the Four Ink Spots early in 1935, and they cut four sides for the Victor record label in January of 1935. Both records were released, quite rare today, actually reissued on Bluebird a couple of years later, actually an even rarer release on Bluebird. We're not going to play the records, of which The Hook has the originals and some of the dubs. The Hook is going to play something that he has framed up on his wall, and from which these dubs were made. Yeah, they're called reference discs, made for the radio. They're the only known live broadcast of the original Four Ink Spots: Charlie Fuqua, Ivory DeQuatson, Hoppy Jones, and the great Jerry Daniels. From August 9th of 1935, New York City, 15-minute sustaining WJZ Radio, our own call letters, the original Red Network, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the Ink Spots had their own radio show, and we're going to give you a little segment of that show, the Four Ink Spots.
Babo dado, babo dadi, babo, babo dadi, babo da, babo da, da 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 da.
Yeah.
You see spots in front of your eyes? Oh, we do. The Four Ink Spots. 1, 2, 3, 4 Ink Spots. 2 guitars, a tipple, and a cello, for a combination supplying a period of most unusual music. The Four Ink Spots find themselves first swinging on the string.
Swinging on the string like the light wind, swinging cause we just can't keep on swinging. When that native call, now folks are creeping. That'll
let
you do, but keep on swinging.
Yeah, man, it's so heavenly, makes you feel so good. Make our own harmony, that is understood.
Swinging on string like a light bin, man. Swinging cause we just can't keep on swinging.
Swing on. Swing on.
That's what I'm talking about. Swinging on strings like nobody's business. Swinging cause we just can't keep them swinging. Oh, and that native call, my bones come creeping. There's nothing left to do but keep on swinging. It's so heavenly, makes you feel so good. Make our own harmony, that it's understood. Swinging on strings cause can't keep swinging. Oh, it's so heavenly, it makes me feel so good. We make our own harmony.
Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da.
The lowering of the asbestos curtain denotes 3 hours during which the microphone cools off. The Four Ink Spots now present their own idea of Did You Ever See a Dream Walking?
Yeah, from August 9th, 1935, those dubbed right off the original two aluminum reference radio discs that hang on the Hook's wall. Those were the Ink Spots, the original Four Ink Spots. And A lot of people are quite surprised that the Inkspots started out as strictly a black vocal group act. Yeah, they were definitely a jive swing unit until If I Didn't Care back in 1939. Hey, let me remind you that you're listening to the G.M. Hooker Show here on WJZ-FM 106.1 in downtown Haverhill, the heart of Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio. Yeah, presenting Big Ten Inch Harmony, number 3, The Roots of Black Rhythm and Blues Vocal Group Singing. Right now, into the mid-1930s we go. And one of the great, great groups of that time cut just 3 records, but these records all were fantastic. For the Vocalion label in 1935, the great 4 Blackbirds. Yeah, David Petillo, Geraldine Harris, Richard Davis, and Leroy Hurt, who later on went on to form a black-owned record company in 1940, the Bronze Record Company. This from 1935, and note their vocal harmony and their vocal instrumental harmony. This, the 4 Blackbirds, and Miss Otis Regrets.
Miss Otis Regrets, she's unable tonight, today. Madam, Miss Otis Regrets, she's unable tonight, today. She's sorry to be delayed, unless evening down in Lover's Lane she stays. Madam, Otis Regrets, she's unable tonight, today.
When she woke up and found her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she took a gun and shot her lover down. With all his regret, she's unable to lie today.
Great recording groups of the mid-1930s, the Vocalion label, Miss Otis Regrets, those were the 4 Blackbirds, and keep them in mind, because 3 of those 4 Blackbirds will be part of a very interesting experiment a couple years down the road. And now, from April of 1935, the Bluebird label, recorded in New Orleans, a group with the unbelievable name of the Mississippi Mud Mashers. Clarence Johnson, Wade Rankins, James Robinson, Benny Hunter, take my seat and sit down. The Mississippi Mud Mashers.
Oh, tell me, mama, what's the matter now? Oh, tell me, mama, what's the matter now? You told me way last night, didn't need no doctor. Ooh, da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, don't, don't, don't,
don't, don't,
don't, don't, don't. I wanna see my woman, but the best man's got me more.
Don't, don't, don't.
Here, another of the great influential groups of the mid to late 1930s, those were the Jones Boys. Yeah, with the lead vocal of the great Jimmy Springs, later on to sing for Steve Gibson's Red Caps. Jimmy Springs, Charles Hopkins, Herman Wood, Louis Wood, and William Bartley, there on an Allied Radio reference disc or dub. Yeah, that was never commercially recorded, although they did make a couple of recordings for the Variety label. They actually were more active on the radio and in film and as the voices for soundtracks in the late 1930s. Yeah, in about 1937, the Rene Brothers, Otis, and Leon Rene had an idea that they were going to start a vocal orchestra, the idea of an entire 10-man group that would sing and do vocal imitations. And they formed the Jones Boys Sing Band, actually recording one record for Decca Records. But here in front of me, I have another radio reference disc. And here, the same as with the Jones Boys radio reference disc, typed onto the label, it says, Instrumental Imitations with a Vocal and Guitar by Oscar Moore, Leon and Otis Rene, the Jones Boys Blackbirds Sing Band, and an unbelievable song written by the Rene brothers called Pickin' a Rib. And you've got to hear the vocal instrumental harmony that the Jones Boys and three out of the four Blackbirds, minus Geraldine Harris, formed to form this 10-man vocal harmony unit. And they actually appeared in a film shot back in 1937, singing Pickin' a Rib. Here it is. This, not the released version on Decca, this the radio version, Pickin' a Rib, the Jones Boys Blackbirds Sing Band.
Smoke your horse, get out your bib.
Solid!
Pickin' a rib.
Have a mosquito to barbecue and start pickin' a rib.
And they kept on pickin'.
Oh, the rib is good for me and you, so let's start pickin' too.
Oh, and Cole came out of a hole by pickin' a rib.
Pickin', pickin', smoke your horse on a red hot log and call it a barbecue.
Say, Coffee Chicken, we've got a new creation.
Say, you better start pickin', cause barbecue's taking the nation.
Old Black Joe put down his hole and start pickin' a rib,
and he never stopped pickin'.
Till one peck said by heck is better than chicken stew.
So get out your bib and let's start pickin' a rib.
Barbecue and start picking a rib.
Good for them, good for me and you.
Oh. Let's start picking too.
Oh, King Cole came out of a hole by picking a rib.
Smoked a hog on a red hot dog.
What a barbecue.
Say, stop eating chicken, we've got a new creation.
Say, you better start picking, the barbecue's taking a nation.
Old Black Joe put down his hoe and start picking a rib.
Took one peck, said by heck, it's better than chicken stew.
You, can you say that you've actually heard anything like that before? Yeah, that was the Jones Boys Blackbirds Sing Band. 10 people, 9 voices, and a guitar by Oscar Moore. And all the rest was done by the human voice here, a human orchestra, a human sing band. And ironically, when asked about that many, many years later, Otis Rene and Leon Rene's reaction was, oh, that old crap? You begin to wonder. Unbelievable vocal harmony. And yeah, on we go into 1937. Here is a record that has stumped the hook for years. These are the Four Southerners. No idea who this group is. The record, a classic, shall I say, germ for a 60-minute man. These are the Four Southerners and Dan the Backdoor Man.
Take your time, you've got all night. Take it easy, baby, 'cause I'm Dan the Backdoor Man. now. Shake it easy now, that's right. Can't you take it? It won't fight. Shake it easy, baby, cause I'm Dan the Bagdo Man. Now, baby, you've got it. Give me a chance to gaze in your eyes. Now, baby, you started. This is romance.
But what a surprise.
Kiss me, baby, call it square. Someday, maybe, you'll play fast. Take it easy, baby, cause I'm Dan the Bagdo Man.
Give me a chance to gaze in your eyes. Oh, now, baby, you started. This is romance. What a surprise. Kiss me, call it square. Someday, maybe that you'll play fair.
Take it easy, baby, cause I'm Dan the Bagdo Man.
Yes, Decca Records, 1937. Actually, covering a song done by blues singer Georgia White about a month before. Those were the Four Southerners. And Dan, the Backdoor Man. Yeah, this is the G.M. Hooker Show, WJZ 106.1 FM in downtown Haverhill, Massachusetts, the heart of Haverhill's rhythm and blues radio. And that's all she wrote for another special G.M. Hooker Show. Yeah, big 10-inch harmony, number 3. Tonight, we presented the roots of rhythm and blues vocal harmony, the 1920s to the 1940s, never quite got there. Ended up around 1937. So that means the hook is going to have to do big 10-inch harmony number 4 and pick up where he left off, take it from about 1937 right into the mid-1940s. So until that time again, yeah, and now Saturday nights at 10:30, Tuesday nights at 10:30, alternating with the Hook's friend, Mr. Billy Mack, and his big beat show. This is GM Hooker saying, bye-bye, bye-bye.